connected to CNN Network.
Oh, my.
Lot going on already?
Good morning. Nah, just hitting the road here. Taking the southern route again. Keep watching the sheets. Looks like they're making really good progress. You know, they finished up that one at Gratiot 59. I got to think the same crews, you know, just move around the city working on different ones. So, looks like maybe this is the next one they're piling in on.
Yeah, I drove past that one this weekend, and I was like, whoa, it's open. So I would imagine that one there on DeQuinder is going to be done real soon. KEARUH.
I know there's another one up Van Dyke, like Van Dyke and 20-something, that's kind of neck and neck with the one on DeQuinder. So I don't know which one they're going to... If they even do that, I don't know if they focus their efforts on whatever the closest one is, but I got to imagine that the crews that they use for these things are bouncing between them as particular parts of the job need to be done. It's part of their efficiency.
Yeah, I would think it would make sense to do that. You know, they have a team of bricklayers, a team of window guys, a team of floor guys, and they just roam around the city as they get closer and closer to being done.
Yep, there you go. So anyhow, I decided to sell my car to a Carvana thing, but it's called Driveway. You ever heard of it?
No, I have not.
They made me the best offer by far, and they hit my minimum. And I was asking $23,500 for the car, and I think that was, and I had like three inquiries, nothing I would consider serious in any way. I knew I was going to have to bring it down into the 22 range for sure. But I took it around to a bunch of dealers and stuff and other places, and everybody was like 19.2, right, low 19. And I just kept getting that over and over and over again. And this place tells me, we'll give you 20. They said, we'll give you 22. So I'm like, okay, it's about 1,000 over my minimum, right? Where I thought I could get down to if I had to. And I was, and so they had me do this walk around with the picture and the camera and all this other stuff. And they ended up buying it. So they're going to start the process today. It was yesterday afternoon. So we'll see, knock on wood, but I think I got it sold. It was pretty easy. And, you know, I maybe I could have got more, but that would have been a hassle.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. You took a little bit less money for less of a hassle. So that's perfect. I had a buddy a few years ago that sold a car to Carvana or one of those, and he had a great experience, and like you're saying, they paid more than other people were willing to pay, so he just went with it, and it was a good decision.
Well, it's funny because I was at Suburban Ford in Troy getting an estimate, and that guy told me, he goes, I'm struggling to get to 19, he goes, and he showed me all the numbers and the, and the metrics he used to determine what he would offer me. He says, if I go 19, he goes, there's a good chance I'll lose $500 on this deal. And, and a couple other places I took it to were like saying, well, I got to put tires on it. I can't sell it with those tires. And, it's just things, right? But the guy at Suburban Ford, he showed me, he goes, if you look at what's on the market right now, in this particular, condition, this particular age, he said, they're getting, here's one for 21, here's 22, He goes, you know, there's one for 23. He says, you know, and he goes, and yours has got super low mileage and it's got that transferable warranty, so you should be able to get in the upper side. But he says, but I can't, you know, I get, in order for me to get it, I'd have to replace the tires because we couldn't sell it with those tires. And he says, I can't do over, and I said, well, why is drive, because Drively shares their parking lot. Hold on. Which I thought was interesting. Their old used car lot is now Drively. And I go, it's odd, that Drively's right here. He goes, yeah, I know. He says, yeah, they're great. And I said, I got a good offer from them. And he says, yeah, he goes, they can do that. He goes, they're big. He goes, and they'll take your car where the market is right. He goes, you know, whereas, you know, I gotta price it for this market.
That makes a ton of sense. I never thought of it that way. These Carvanas just take it to where the market is rather than just having it in a market. That's interesting.
Yeah, he explained that's why they can offer a lot more because, you know, they'll take it where you can get the dollar for it. He goes, and here, he goes, you know, those cars are real popular. It's a domestic, and we, you know, you go anywhere else, you know this. You go anywhere else in the country, and it's just, you know, foreign car after foreign car. And you're lucky to see one in 10 cars are domestic. Not so much around here. Around here, we're still pretty hardcore domestic. So there's probably a lot of competition for my particular make and model.
Yeah, there probably is. It's that's funny. You don't think of it that way. Well, I'm glad that you found an outlet for it. Hopefully it goes as smooth as you think it will, and you get the money that you want and wash your hands of it and move on with the new vehicle.
Yeah, they hit my magic number. I'm going to clear 10 after it's paid off. And, you know, I put $5,000 down on the new one, so I'll be able to put that back. And I paid taxes out of pocket, so that's another, you know, $1,800. I can, I put that on a 6-month same as cash credit card, so I can just whack that out. I may not, though, 6 months same as cash, you know. I don't know. We'll see. Can I put that $1,800 to work for me? But you know, then I'm gonna buy a warranty, the Ford branded one, while the car is still less than a year old. I'm gonna buy that extended warranty from Ford. And you know what's funny? They never called me about my new car warranty.
Oh, they just call when it expires.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I like the one from Ford because it's sold by Ford, backed by Ford, not a penny out of pocket. You pull up to the Ford dealer just like with the bumper-to-bumper 3-year, 36,000, and they treat it exactly the same. I've read on it. The only caveats I've seen is that they say, you know, they won't give you a rental car. They'll give you a rental car after the first day. If it's a one-day thing, you drive in, they fix it, and then, you know, it's done. They won't give you a rental car. But if it's going to be more than one day, they will. And, you know, some say, well, the amount's not enough to get what you want, and you can upgrade that. And some others say that, well, if you read the fine print, it says, you know, they'll give it to you, you know, if after diagnosis it's more than a day. And so some have said that if they had your car for 3 days trying to figure out what's wrong, you won't get the rental car until they figure it out what's wrong. You know, so I've heard a little complaining about that, but other than that, everybody said it's pretty flawless, and it's Ford, so you know it's not like some third party or anything like that. And other people say, you know, they tell you specifically what they don't cover in their contract, whereas most of the other ones tell you what they do. He says, and those leave a lot more ways for them to get out. Ford says, this is specifically what we don't, and it pretty much means if it ain't listed there, they cover it.
Well, that's pretty nice. Yeah, definitely. You can get your hands on that. Get it, because it will make your life easier, and it's just an insurance policy, you know. Hopefully you'll never have to use it.
Oh, yeah, and it's quite reasonable if you don't buy it from the dealer you buy the car from. If you go, there's a couple of Ford dealers that are notorious for selling these after you buy your car. So never, never buy one from the Ford dealer you're buying your car from. Or in the, at least until you check, you know, if you go online and type, you know, Ford warranty, there's a place called Ziegler. They're out of like Kalamazoo or Grand Rapids, somewhere west there. They're one of the ones that's famous for it in the country. There's a couple other, and it's pretty good. I know the one that I bought a 7-year 70,000 for my previous car, and that cost me only cost me like 750 or 800 bucks. I mean, that's hardly, you know, that's, and I'm going to get a refund because I still got 2 years left of that. They're going to refund me. Did we drop? Which repeater do you switch to? You're a little bit noisy.
Looks like it's back. Are you getting me? Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed you were, I didn't hear the repeat when I unkeyed. I went, oh boy, I gotta get on that one of these days. I'm so lazy.
Lazy or just have a bunch of other stuff to do?
Well, I don't think it's gonna be easy. I think it's gonna be, trying to diagnose it kind of a thing is gonna be the hard part. And so, I don't know how hard the fix will be, but I know this diagnosing is going to probably be a pain in the ass.
So avoiding it might be a better statement, which I totally understand.
Yep, there you go. I think what I'm going to do is I'm probably just going to get another one running. Just swap it out, bring that one back where I can work on it in the shop. So that's probably what I'll do. So it's a lot of labor, but I've been thinking about putting a regular Quantar in there. I got a Quantro in there right now, which is a Quantar with an external power amp, and this one's a quarter kilowatt, and I don't need that. So I might just put a standard 100-watt Quantar in there and call it a day.
I'm sure it would be a pain to take it out, put a new one in, but it might be easier to test and diagnose on a bench than in a rack somewhere that you are not comfortable.
Yeah, well, this is probably my best site for having to work on something, you know, remotely, because it's a little bit of a walk from where you can park to where the equipment is. So if you got a lot to lug, you know, you got to bring it, wise to bring it on a cart, but it's pretty clean, well-lit, not terribly noisy. It's one of the better remote sites they have to sit down work. But, you know, you just don't have everything you need. You know, you think you bring everything you need, but, you know, you're in the field. So maybe not.
Yep, I get that. All right, I just pulled up at the office here. I'm going to get the day started, and I will maybe I'll catch up with you this afternoon. This is KE8RUH, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Anthony, we will catch you later. I'm just cruising up Prospect here, just admiring all the cannabis shops. Later, W8FU.
W8RCY, am I too late to the party?
I still got the lights on for a little bit. Where am I at here? Gross spec between 15 and 16, so I've got to pick my poison for coffee this morning and make the final drive, but what's up?
Not much new. I'm late because I was downstairs waiting on my Starbucks delivery. I didn't walk over this morning. I had it delivered. And while I'm waiting for it, I didn't have a radio with me. And then I heard a little bit of static. And I go, oh, shoot. I look at the time and I said, well, I'm late to the party. But how did your bagel work out yesterday at that Tim Hortons? Did you get the one you wanted? I think it's the multigrain.
Yeah, they got a 12 grain that I really, really like. I get it toasted with butter. Although yesterday's wasn't as good as I remember, but it was okay. It's a multi-grain, better for me. Why is my phone blowing up here this morning?
Well, if it looks important, I'll let you go. If not, we can continue on. But you know, work is more important. Chit-chatting sometimes.
No, there was just a little tomfoolery over on the other, so I said some stuff, so a buddy of mine texted me, because he must have been listening, so nothing interesting.
Well, I was up at 4:15, and I was listening to some stuff between 4:20 and 6 o'clock, so, but, because I'm just not sleeping well. But anyway, so nothing out of the ordinary and nothing radical, just the usual suspects, the usual amount of banter with some interference. That was about it.
That's pretty ironic because the ones that are causing all the interference and stuff are also making big complaints to the, you know, making complaints, and it's like, do you not understand that you're the problem? You know, it's like, it's unbelievable. But a buddy of mine is, he's closer to it than I am, and so... You know, but he always operates within the letter of the law, you know, and call signs and, you know, and all that stuff. Oh, he pokes the bear a lot. Yeah, I will say that. But, the other ones, they're just a menace. And they're the ones that are complaining. You're the one that's ruining it, and you're complaining.
Yeah. I kind of like... You know, you said the key word, poking the bear. Somebody said that the other day, and they said they poked the wrong bear, and I just started laughing. But, yeah, somebody poked the wrong bear for sure. Anyway, enough of that. But I haven't heard anything really, really bad, and there's just been a brief incident over on the other frequency over here in Oakland County. But nothing to, you know, worry about. On that, though, like I say, nothing new today. I got nothing going on. I think the people are coming out here to do some more finishing work on my door wall and ceiling and stuff like that. I don't know what time they're coming, but they're scheduled to come today. So, yeah, building's definitely falling apart for sure because I'm not the only one who has these problems. There's probably about maybe 40 units that have leaks. Mine is like on the severe side, but... You know, it's just bad. Even Solberg Tower next door, which is a building that's about almost 5 years newer, they got leaks. So this building was just poorly constructed.
But if I understand correctly, they fixed your leaks, right? Now they just got to fix the drywall or whatever the walling material is. But then they fix your leaks?
Leaks are fixed. It's the inside lip framing around the door wall, the sides, you know, up, like up around the sides and across the top between my actual inner wall, that like 2 or 3 inch thing there where the door wall sits in on. And then there's about a, I would say it's spread from the original, maybe 4x6. I'm over here now looking at it. It's about... 2.5 feet wide and about a foot and a half off the ceiling, and then they got to do work on the drywall, the whole drywall, because there's water stains and water damage from weepers and other things when the ceiling actually buckled back in March. But yeah, it's coming together slowly. But they only got a couple of crews working in this entire building. They kind of rotate where they're working, and you know the steps. Apply the waterproofing, let it dry. Come back, do the mud, let it dry. Do the sanding, let that dry. So it's a step-by-step process.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Give me 1 minute here. I'm pulling up to the window here for my goodies.
I have to open up my bag. They put so much security tape on it, that's going to take me about as much time for you to place your order.
All righty. The gal at the window, Paulette, and I were gabbing. I used to have a friend named Paulette. And so every time I see your name, I think of my friend Paulette. I go, but I think I told you. She goes, oh, yeah. He goes, could you ever get in touch with her? Because I told her last time, which is months ago. I told her, I says, you know, I said, I got to reach out and see if she's doing all right. So she remembered. Go figure.
Well, one thing I know about Starbucks baristas, there are people that you go to a restaurant to, they do remember the little things like that. Now, you say you had a friend by the name of Paulette. I once had a friend by the name of Paulette Friend, middle initial J.
Last name was Friend?
That is correct. Same spelling, everything. Lived in the Grosbeck, 11 Mile area.
So you could say, this is my friend, Paulette Friend.
Yeah, it's just one of those strange and odd coincidences. The last time I saw her was, oh God, I moved here 13 years ago. I would say about 15 years ago was the last time I saw her, and just purely by accident, and she just kind of looked at me and said, you're still alive? And I go, of course I am. Not married, but she knew my ex-wife as well, but it was just the fact that, yeah, just I was passing one another at a Kmart somewhere. But not a Kmart. Oh, God, what was it? A.J. Wright store at Eastgate Shopping Center, Fraser and Gratiot area.
There you go. I had a Vietnamese friend. We called him Dave. He was a ham radio friend. Helped him when he was first getting into the hobby. He went by Dave, but his actual name was Long Tu. And I remember I used to like introducing him to people. I said, this is my friend. He's Long Tu.
I didn't get my sriracha for my breakfast sandwich. Oh, that's a bummer.
You'll have to get a little bottle for the house. That way you'll have that covered. I'll tell you what, I've been collecting condiments from the restaurants down. My whole crisper drawer is just filled with them. I got just about everything there. I gotta go through it and clean it up. I don't know, do those packets have a best buy date?
Well, I'm as guilty as you are about saving these packets when I get extra ones. So I do have sriracha in the fridge. And when I look at the expiration dates, they're good for at least a year. It's like when I buy Arnold Palmer iced tea, the iced tea I buy, that's got an expiration date of 2 years on it. So as much as that stuff I drink, I know it'll never expire. I'll never expire because of all the preservatives in it.
Listening to the news, NPR, guy was sentenced to 11 years in prison for protesting the war in the Ukraine. We are so lucky we don't have that.
Yes, we are, definitely so. But, yeah. Anyhow, no, I'm just fumbling right now, just getting a couple packs out of the fridge, but, yep. Yeah, Arnold Palmer iced tea, the lemon and tea stuff that they create, 2-year expiration date. So I'm well preserved, and I got enough preservatives in me to last forever.
There you go. Hey, I get my favorite parking spot today. Yay. All right, I'm here. I'm going to get inside. You enjoy your sandwich with sriracha or whatever, sriracha. And I will be back in here in a few once I get in, and I'm the Cisco. The Cisco friend was a friend of mine. W8FU, after yours.
Okie dokie. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on this thing, but anyhow, I'll be monitoring throughout the day the usual frequencies, the usual characters, the usual, and usual. Make it a good day, and all the best. W8RCY.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8VD.
Good morning, Wally. NHWRO.
Good morning. Missed the call sign. Sorry about that. Didn't have it turned up enough. What's up? Beautiful day in the hood.
Yes, it is. This is Tim. How's Wally doing this morning?
So far, so good. Ordered a new set of leads for my nanometer. Get these puppies dialed in even a little bit more. I got to go get a rivet gun from the office and rivet the extra cans in there. So that's what's going on with that project. It's 100 dB of isolation, which is more than enough. I could turn that puppy up to 100 watts if I want with 100 dB, it says. But we only got 50, so we shall see. Use two cans, you're limited to 25. Learning all sorts of fun things on that project. Got a baseball game to go to tonight, so Walker's playing. So that'll be fun to watch. Little kids do pretty good, so actually kind of fun to watch them. So, and I got to run down the center line today, so got some driving to do. My son dropped off a set of column lists there as a set of loaners for free, and the president and my partner wants them back. So, I drew the short straw.
Yeah, you have to go be the collector. That's interesting. Sounds good. You got a busy day. Dave asked me to forward to Oakland County EC the copies of the postcards that we use for recruitment. So I'm just about ready to hit transmit, and I'll CC you a copy, too. Looks like they might want to start some recruitment over there as well.
That would be exciting. They kind of need to do that. So I agree. So, as always, thanks for doing everything you do, because I won't do it. So, I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah, well, we all have our area of concentration that we like to work on. So, you do the repeaters, I'll do this. How about that? Is that a deal?
I love doing the geek stuff. So, yepper. So, the geek stuff and the on-the-scene stuff. So, I love doing both of those. So, administrative, suck at it. It's like trying to tell me in my younger days to do a sales report. No. Fire me first. And nobody ever fired me. And I never did any sales reports.
copy that. What else going on? Anything? I do like this weather, though, the cooler weather. Got the doors open, door wall open, the windows open. I love it.
I actually watched, I sure keep that if somebody's trying to get in, I apologize. We'll put a break between Wally and Tim. I actually watched Savannah Country this morning for the very first time in a long, long, long time. Right, when she started spewing her political agenda, I quit listening to her, but I actually enjoyed it. But one of the things I did know is that, Michigan, you know, just this upper corner of this country is cooler than normal. The rest of the country is like on fire. I mean, like 100, 110, 115 degrees. I mean, it was like amazing, like major, major heat problems down there.
Yeah, there seems to be some subtle differences, and we won't get into this climate change thing, but there does seem to be some subtle differences in the weather trend, if you will, that's happening. I did throw that video out about the tornadoes in Michigan, how they're ever so subtly increasing, and I think we can see that in the later years here, more recent years. And yeah, it's interesting that that MICON meeting that's coming up in fall. Well, you should attend that the virtual one. That conference room over in White Lake is really small, so I'm just going to attend it virtually. You should do that as well. Some good information on that.
Do you know the date? Watch it be September. I got most of September tied up. From like September 11th to the end of the month, I'm gone.
And I got it here. You might be in luck. From Jackie Anderson, it is October 10th, 10 a.m. to 12. And you can get in virtually.
Yeah, I will do that one. I'll be back. Yeah, that'll be good. So that'll be fun. So yeah, there were a lot of classes that were going on while I was gone. David talked to me about a couple, three of them, and yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Well, guess what? I can't. So okay. All right, sir. I got to step out, but I'll be back on the radio for quite a bit of time here. Within the next hour or so. So I will talk with you then. You have a good day. Chat a little bit later. W8VD Clear Fears.
Copy. NAWRO Clear QSO.
W.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU. That's hashtag fake news right there.
Yeah, what's the news?
W8FU is not here. He should be at work working. It's after 9 o'clock.
Well, W8FU bought a new car. That means he has to sell his old car, which he did yesterday. But I was under the impression that the title was held electronically with the lien holder. Oh, somebody's kitty got ran over. Don't see that too often. Anyhow, and then I got notified today that, no, in fact, they issued the title, so I'm scratching my head. I don't recall, but I'm going to have to go dig. It could only be one place. It's going to be in my gun safe, amongst the other important papers. I got to go find it, but I got to sell my old car.
Electric titles are new to me. When I got my truck, I'm like, where's my title? And they're all like, oh, it's electronic. And I'm like, what? Yeah. It tells you how, you know. I'm like, where's my title for my vehicle?
Yeah, so that's what they told me was going to happen with the new one, and I thought that's what they did with the old one, but they're saying, no, they actually issued a paper title, and back in October of 22 for the current car, for the old car. And so I got to go find it. It's my burning mission right now. The new one, they definitely said, was going to be held electronically. So I don't like that. I wish they would just issue a paper one and then go old school. But we'll see. Can you get access to it? Can you like get it to get a picture of it if you're trying to sell it? Because that's where I find the problem is that if you don't have something to send them a link to or a picture of, kind of boogers things up.
I think the lien holder can, so because it's all in their system, but I haven't dug too much into it. I just know that it's got to be, the lien holder has it actually digitally or whatever.
Well, while it's new and fresh, I would ask them for a copy of it. And that way you could at least have it on your computer. So, because I'm having a problem right now, the place that's buying my, I sold it to this driveway place. It's kind of like a Carvana, except for legit, I guess. But they get pretty good reviews. But anyhow, and their offer was good. So I sold it to them, but they need a picture of the front and back of the title. And I'm like, I don't have it. I said, well, it says you do. I'm like, really? I called the bank and said, no, we don't got it. I says, crap, I must have it. So I got to go find it now.
Yeah, so lien holders, financial institutions, and dealers have access to the EOP. And as soon as the lien holder clears the loan, then the state will issue you a paper. But otherwise, other than that, it's all in the electronic stuff.
All right, that must have been since 2022 because they're claiming in 2022, August, that a paper title was issued to me. And I have a first secured party, so a lien holder. So so it must have been since then that this all transpired.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm ready for a nap already. I don't think I slept well. Although I passed out about 1 o'clock. So, well, how do you like your new vehicle? Because you just drive it home from New York, I thought, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same vehicle I had. I mean, if you put them side by side, you can hardly tell them apart. The new one's, you know, like the Platinum series, so it's the highest trim level, and it has, you know, like all the LED and HID lighting. It's got, you know, all the technology packages they offer. It's much quieter inside. It's got a more deluxe upholstery, you know, interior and all that stuff. So it's just like we loved the car we had. It's a 22 Ford Escape, black on black. But I bought it during the chip shortage, and so really you had to settle. And this one was, you know, close enough, but I settled. You know, I wanted a titanium at the time. That would have been the highest trim level with all the gadgets and everything like that. But they just weren't, you know, 2022. You took what you could get, and I just, you know, we love the car so much, it's so perfect for us, that I figured, well, I'll get another one, because it's discontinuing it, I'll get another one, this time I'll get it exactly like we like, you know, and, you know, it'll be, you know, several years newer, and all that, and we'll just ride that one off into the sunset, but little did I know that 2026 is the last year, and I had to search far and wide to find one that checked all my boxes, because this time I wasn't going to settle. And so basically I drove out to Albany to get what I wanted. So it's a Platinum with all the toys, but it's basically the same car I had. It's just an Escape. Let's be serious here.
Well, there you go. I know I like my truck. I know I probably should have done it long ago, but yeah. At least I, But yeah, the electronic title thing was all new to me, too. Because I was refinancing, and they're like, you need your title. And I'm like, huh? So I had to get the, both banks had to get on the phone with each other to work it out.
Yep, yep. So, well, mine's got to be, I only keep this crap in one spot. I just don't ever remember getting one. But I have one, I have a folder that's in my gun safe that's just, you know, titles and things like that, you know, birth certificates, things like that. It's, you know, so it's got to be there. It would be nowhere else. So, but I just don't recall getting it. It was 4 years ago, though. It was 22, so I could have forgot. It could have been so uneventful. I just got it, stuffed it in there, and just forgot about it. So I shall go look. In fact, I was in there digging around for something, and I remember finding an old title, thinking, why do I still got this? And so maybe that's why I was in there. Anywho, other than that, yeah, the drive back, I was a little worried because my car was actually from a dealer in Montreal, but a dealer in New York bought it to bring it over and, you know, and get it titled here in the U.S., and so they never really owned it. So it basically just went from the dealer in Montreal to me, and so it was a Canadian sale, and then it had a temporary New York tag. So I was kind of worried coming back to Canada. I said, am I asking for trouble? But it was easy peasy. No one cared.
Did you get any, because you went through Canada, but did you get any poutine while you were there? I need some poutine.
That sounds so risque. Did you get any poutine? Oh, yeah.
So we're, oh, Fugersnickels, what was I thinking? Oh, so last night, when Michelle, I got back from the park, and it was a slow night in the park. I told Michelle when I get my Kilo Award, I'm working on getting 1,000 activator contacts from Seven Lakes. And if I can average about 100 plus contacts a visit, it'll, you know, I didn't go to Seven Lakes last night, but that's kind of my goal. If the propagation looks good and I can knock out 2 or 3 hours and get 100 cues and do that, you know, so I'm at like 450 there now, you know, I'll be able to get the Kilo Award. But I said, you know, there's a Buc-ee's in Dayton, on the north side of Dayton, Ohio. I think as a reward for myself, for achieving something, I said, we're going to go to Buc-ee's in Ohio when I get the Kilo Award, because I doubt I'm going to go down to Texas anytime soon. But, you know, 250 miles to, you know, Dayton, I said, we'll make it a day trip, you know, a little road trip. It's like going up north. So we're going to go to Buc-ee's when I get done with my, when I get my Kilo Award to celebrate beaver nuggets and brisket on the block.
Oh, you'll have to let me know if you do that, because there's a piece of equipment I've had my eyeball on down there, and it just, guy doesn't want to ship. It's not big. It's a piece of stereo equipment. I want it, but it has to be a porch pickup or a meetup, you know, because he's not shipping it.
Ooh, yep. So, and then Michelle's like, you know, we can also do a Waffle House and a Skyline Chili and make it an Ohio weekend.
And I just went through two yellow lights. Boy, they seem like, I was like, oh man, should I stop? Anyhow, yeah, there you go. Go down early, do the Waffle House, then stay down there for a little while for whatever reason, and then you can do the Buc-ee's. And then if you're not eating at Buc-ee's and you've got something else to do down there to burn some time and you want to stay till lunch / dinner, then you could either do Tony Paco's on the way back, or you could do, like you said, Skyline Chili. Well, I'm not a big fan of Skyline. It's all right, but I'm not the biggest fan of that. And And even Paco's is like, yeah, it's okay. But it's hard to beat our chili, in my opinion. But you go to Jack in the Box. There's no Jack in the Box up here. Get those 50-cent tacos.
Well, now you're giving me other ideas. But God love her, you know what she said? She goes, what's the closest park? Because we're talking about, I got points from all the travel I did for Grant Green in Greenville for that 2.5 months or whatever, so I have some Holiday Inn points. So I found the Holiday Inn nearby, so we'll go down, check into the hotel, do the Buc-ee's, dinner, lunch menu stuff, and shop and all that, and then in the morning when we leave, they'll have their breakfast items, you know. We'll get breakfast on the way out, you know, kind of deal. But she goes, where's the closest park down there?
Oh, I know they're down there because some of the guys that went down to Dayton and they were staying in a park that they activated. They got down there early so that they could do the park thing, and then they did Dayton, or I should say Xenia. When are we going to just start calling it Xenia? And so I know there's parks down that away. I'm sure you can find something. But yeah, it sounds like a good odyssey. I would definitely do it.
No, yeah, there's the closest, because it's on the north side, kind of like where Trotwood is. So it's east of Trotwood, like where the old Hira used to be. So we, the Aircraft Museum is a park or whatever, and then there's a park west of where the old Hira used to be. But yeah, so I found a few. But she's like, let's go to a park. And I'm like, because she's been coming with me to a couple of them, and she'll sit there and read her book, or if I'm doing voice, and there's a pileup, she's picking call signs out too and helping me with, so she started kind of doing that thing, which was kind of nice. So, but yeah, she's like, let's find a park while we're down in Ohio. I'm like, okay. I don't know, kind of something, not this weekend. Next weekend is bike, which is my last bike event. And, work, I got updates till end of September. I probably won't be done with this till 1st of October, but even then I doubt I'd get my 1,000 contacts until October anyway, so that's kind of where we're looking at. I was trying to figure out when my parents are going to Arizona, because we gotta take them to Metro, and I was trying to see if maybe we time it with that, since I'm already driving down to Metro, kind of deal, but I don't know. Oh, I was going to ask you, the VHF has not been connected lately, and a couple people asked about it, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're, that's up to them. I think they're leaving it solo, and it sits quiet, kind of on its own. So I think they connect it up when they see, a need. I don't think they're just leaving it. But I don't know. I don't really know the complexion. I basically stay out of the management of that one.
A couple people asked, so I was like, I'll check. But yeah, if they're not going to be on, I'll just pull them off the site and all that. That's where I was kind of going with that. So people just are looking at the site and being like, it's not there. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't think you had it listed. I don't remember it being listed, in fact. So, but I remember a while back we were saying we're going to be, not less like an affiliate, more like a, just a guest, occasional guest. And I thought we had established that much some time ago.
Oh, I don't remember. So I pulled it, so it's not listed there anymore.
Yep. They like to fire up for things, and there's not stuff going on. I mean, it's a little different now because I finally got control operators there that can go in and turn things on and off and connect and disconnect. So, you know, it would be better than it was. But early on, where we were bumping in the provinces, I was the only one that could get in there and turn things on or off. And if they had the light up for a little local Skywarn thing, and my con didn't light up and nobody else did, it was a problem because, you know, here they are running a Skywarn net and everybody else is going, what the hell's going on? What's going on? So, but nobody else could get in there to disconnect. And but now, you know, we've remedied a lot of that. A lot of it's growing pains, learning, all that good stuff. So I'll make it a point to kind of sit down and get a feel for the what's going on there.
No, I just want to be better informed. The more Fred knows, WNS. I made 18 QSOs on 30 meters this morning since I sat down. I'm running FT8 here at the house. Look at me sitting here running. I'm only running one station, though. I haven't got the monitor set up. The monitor I use for the up north flexes, I'm using right now to do a re-image of a machine. It's like our machine in Greenville. So I'm like, I can't run two stations right now, but I've got one going at least.
Hey, by the way, what's the best way to call right now? VoIP, phone, what?
You can call me on anything. I'm sitting at my desk.
What's your VoIP extension?
That's a loaded question there, big guy. If you're talking hammy, it's 100303. Oh, it says I have an incoming call. One sec, WSF.
WNF.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS. Monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo, do you copy? KF8FGS. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo, do your copy, KF8FGS. Nothing heard, KF8FGS, clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8F2N. I didn't hear your call sign, but I got you at a 5-9.
KF8FGS monitoring.
This is Kilo FO8 Sierra Juliet Whiskey. Also monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, all I caught was Sierra Whiskey monitoring. This is KF8FTS, finding good signals.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Juliet Whiskey in Rochester. Oh, roger that. Sierra Juliet Whiskey in Rochester. Yeah, we are mobile in, Shaner and 19 Mile Road. My home station is where John R. M. makes the Bloomer Park a half mile north of Avon. Roger that. I know the area. Very good. Yeah, I'm in my QTH is Southwest Shelby at 21 and Ryan area. You and I have spoken before. You are Kilo Echo 8. Sierra Juliet Whiskey, correct? Correct. I am the webmaster for the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club website, and I am the recording secretary for the General Motors Amateur Radio Club. Oh, roger that. Yeah, I'm a member of Hazel Park. In fact, you're maybe the guy I need to talk to. Somehow my email isn't right on the website, and I can't log in, so somehow you're the right guy to talk to. Well, you're a good start. If I can't figure it out, the person who runs the guts underneath it, I'm pretty much the guy that just changes the lettering that I'm signing. What is a good email address for you? Good email address for me. If you have 2RZ, you can look it up real easy. It's right there on the page. I really don't want to say it over the air. I understand. You're Kilo Foxtrot 8 FTS? Very close. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Golf Sierra. That is finding good signal. Okay, I've written that down, and I will see if I can set you up better. If not, we'll figure something out at the next meeting of the Hazel Park. Yep. Very good. Well, this was dumb luck, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just destiny. Because I was monitoring, I don't normally monitor, but very good. Well, good luck on your travels. I'm going to go finish something up. 73, this is Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Juliet Whiskey. Over and out. 73, and first personal here is David. That's David with two D's. We will talk soon. KF8FDS, out.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa. KE8ZTP from NAWRO. Patrick, you listening? Nothing heard. NAWRO clear.
I don't even think it's Patrick. I think somebody's using his call sign to frame him.
You know, that's always a possibility. I always wonder about that. If you ever sell an HT, make sure you clear it out first.
Too bad we're not in the Flint area. We do a fox hunt.
That'd be fun. NAWRO. My.
A I've tried calling his phone number and I've tried texting him. Those didn't work, so I don't know what else to try. Figure it out someday. Can't beat us.
Thinking of playing the long game and sending him a postcard might actually work. N-A-W-R-O.
C-F-A-S-Q-N, just a text letter to a pigeon.
Now that's an idea, Wyatt.
It's probably faster than the mail.
CFA to FTS, put a message in a bottle.
See, or that.
NADBF.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
NADVF, NAWRO, hey Dakota.
Good afternoon, how are ya?
Pretty darn good on a day like today, how about yourself?
Oh, not so bad. I'm wishing it was a little closer to the end of the week, but hey, tomorrow's hump day.
Yeah, I don't want to rub it in, but us retirees can't even really look at that anymore. But that's the way it used to be, yes.
Yeah, you guys are doing all right, huh? I'm working about 2.5 jobs right now, so I could use a breather. That's all I do it, though. I kind of just grind, and then the fall hits, and then it's like, all right, it's time to take some time off and go sit in the freezing cold.
Yeah, I get it. My son-in-law used to work for Tyler Technologies. He may go back there, but they actually made a deal, my daughter and him. He's Mr. Mom for, like, I don't know, maybe 6 years or so. Some twins to deal with, and another 8-year-old granddaughter's there, so he's doing that, dad full-time, and then he'll get back to it after they get to school. In fact, this year the twins are going to school full-time, so he may be able to change it up a little bit, but yeah, that's a little different there. I know you're kind of in that age group where you got a lot going on with the family.
He's going to love that. I'm actually sitting in my truck at the end of the driveway waiting for my two older kids to get off the bus. And then I got to put them in the truck, and then I got to go pick up my youngest from daycare. So I can relate. Last week I worked from home with them 3 days because our nanny actually got a teaching job. So we lost her and worked from home for 3 days with the kids. And then had them all weekend, so I know how it goes.
Yeah, very similar situation there. They're over in Dexter, so the one good thing is Dexter Schools is a pretty nice school district, so I think they're going to stick it out there. They may think about moving, maybe, although they're relatively new to the house they have. But, yeah, the school district is kind of, once you pick one and they start going to school, it's really hard to change.
Yeah, we just switched ours from Elmont to Dryden. Granted, they're young enough that I don't think it really makes a difference yet, but the child care is better at Dryden for the little guy. So, and it's, I don't know, probably the same or closer distance than the previous school. And so far, so good. It's only the second day, but we like the staff and the facilities and all that and the way it all broke out for the scheduling, so we don't have two different school, you know, calendars to follow for our work schedules and things like that. So I know what you mean. I have a feeling they'll be graduating from here. Well, I don't know. We'll see, but they'll be here for the foreseeable future.
NHWRO. Yeah, I'm kind of watching and looking and making sure that they're sticking over there. And not anytime soon, but maybe 4 or 5 years, I'll probably pull the plug here in Richmond and swing out towards Ann Arbor Way, probably Dexter area, and then I can help out with the kids. Of course, they'll be that much older. Can't wait too long, otherwise they'll be in college.
Yeah, that's what I tell my parents all the time. I'm like, you guys better enjoy them while you can, because they're growing up quick, and before you know it, they're not going to want to hang out with you.
That is indeed the truth. Hey, listen, I hate to talk shop with you here, but I am working on stuff for Thursday. We got the training coming up. I was looking at your schedule. The only thing I think I need from you, Dakota, when you get a chance, is a mug shot. If you could have your XYL, if you ever see her, that is, take a photo for, with your cell phone and just email it to me, then that'd be great. I only have a couple more to go.
I don't need to apologize. That's good timing. I actually just had to grab them off the bus. But I heard what you were saying as I was jumping out of the truck. I will I'll work on getting you one of those.
All righty. Appreciate it, and I'll let you go. You got the kitties there. And then Dave will use that for an ID as well, and we'll get that to you. Sounds good. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, after you. Have a good one.
All right, good catching up with you. I'll talk to you later. NAPDF. W8RIT.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8 Mobile Richmond.
Yeah, let's just do it here where we know it'll work.
Pretty bad when a cell phone doesn't work. So, yeah, I'm glad that worked out good for you. Who was the company that ended up buying the car for you or from you?
They're called Driveway. And they're a subsidiary of this other company that's nationwide, but they go by Driveway online. It's a lot like Carvana, except for I think they're a lot bigger and more legit, I guess.
That's nice. Well, yeah, that was a good deal. That's what I was telling Marion. I said if she knew anybody that, you know, wanted a decent car, I told her, I said, they should call you, you know, because, you know, that was driven by a little old lady back and a little old man back and forth to church on Sunday.
Yeah, there you go. I almost wish I didn't, you know, need to need the cash out of it.
and could sell it, you know, cheaper. But I needed the cash out of it because got to replace the that fund money fund that I used for the down payment and some other various things. So anyhow, but yep, all good. All right, I just wasn't hearing you very well. I don't know if it was the cell phone or my Bluetooth connection to the cell phone or what, but I figured I'd catch you here and we could just finish up. But thanks for the tip on the other, and I'll be listening.
All right, yeah, I told Tim as well, and Tim can tell our other members. So you guys have a great day. W8VD Mobile 2 baseball game.
All righty, you kids have fun. W8FU.
W8BPD.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is W8CFM listening from Brighton.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Connected to CMN Network.